I think we all feel a bit trapped in various ways right now, but one way you can set yourself free a bit is by liberating yourself from some of your stuff and some of your clutter. So Vera Keohane is a professional organiser and she joins us now from the Cork studio. Good afternoon, Vera.
Hey, Brendan. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for coming on. So you're going to tell us now how to get our houses in order a little bit. And people will have heard of Marie Kondo, the decluttering guru, and you use her KonMari, is it called, method of organising. What is the essence of it, Vera?
That's right. It's called the KonMari method. At the core of it, you're confronting yourself with the need to keep items that you no longer need nor use. It's a very unique kind of a holistic method that causes us to have a shift in mindset and a change in habit, which what has to happen for true change to occur.
Oh my God, okay, yeah. I hate the idea of confronting myself, but okay. So like, if you're going to do this, the impression I get is the first thing you have to do, you have to commit to really going for it, yeah?
That's the very first thing you have to do, Brendan. You have to really want to do it. And the pain of staying where you are kind of surpasses the pain of tackling the process. So it's for the people that decide to do it, it's a big decision and it takes a long time. It took me myself almost 6 months to do my entire house from top to bottom.
Really? It's a big job then?
It's a big job. It's a big job.
Is this absolutely. Because, it's presumably not because you take up so much time moving stuff around, but because you get stuck, is it, on stuff?
Not so much. It's like we had lived in our house for almost 30 years and I have reared my 5 children at home as well in that house. So just what we had gathered over all of those years, the attic, the hot press, the bedrooms, the house looked very organised and tidy on the surface. But when I dug a little bit deeper, I was like, oh my God. Yeah. So I worked my way through our own home. And just the feeling of lightness that came over us as an entire family, it was absolutely incredible. It had a very positive effect. Yeah,
and you don't sound like an airy-fairy kind of goop kind of person. You sound quite practical and everything, but this led to a shift in you interior.
I'm completely practical and this is very unlike me to get stuck in something like this. But, and I initially, when I read the book, The Magic of Tidying Up, I was sceptical. But I'm a go-to person for all of my family and friends for years. And I've been helping people to organise their homes and get rid of clutter, as well as being a nurse and a mother and a midwife. I just love to get organised. But oftentimes when I'd return to their space a few weeks later, they were back to square one. And I'm like, how can this happen? How can it be so bad so quickly again? But when the thing that struck me most about the Marie Kondo method is that she promised if you applied her method and adhered to it correctly, this is a once in a lifetime event. And the reason for that is it causes the shift in the mindset and it causes a change in habit, which is what has to happen for true change to occur. And you're choosing what to keep rather than what to give away. So you've no choice but to listen to your inner voice. And I liken it to a journey of self-discovery because that's what it was for me. I learned so much about.
What did you learn about yourself?
I learned so much about myself, my habits, my consumerism habits, my storing habits, the reason why I was keeping things. When I thought I had cleared my home, but when I went back using Marie Kondo's method, say, for instance, your clothes, I had tidied my wardrobe. But I had kept like beautiful coats and outfits, expensive maybe, that I had bought for weddings or communions. Yeah. And I just couldn't part with them. I thought, no, they were just too good. No, they're too good to give away. But when I went back and asked myself the all important question, do these bring me joy? And listened for the answer was they don't actually, because they don't fit me anymore. They don't flatter me anymore. And I just kind of feel bad when I look at them.
Yeah. So they made you feel guilty, actually.
Yeah. So when I went back using her method, there was 4 more bags went from that space. And it was like, okay, this is why people rebound and this is why people can't get on top of it, because they're asking themselves the wrong questions and they're keeping things for the wrong reasons. So I understood it then.
Okay. Mm. Now, I gather that you have to work through things in a specific order. Is that right? So you mentioned clothes there. It starts with clothes, yes?
Yes, the Marie Kondo method starts with clothes. And the reason she starts with clothes is because we all know what we feel good in and what we look good in and what fits us. And we wear 20% of our clothes 80% of the time.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of clothes lurking at the back of the wardrobe. And for a lot of people, some people say, look, just turn the hanger backwards and if you haven't used it in 3 months, give it away then. But I don't believe in any of that. I believe take it all out, handle it, see what you feel about it, look at it. You know, by the time you've examined it, you're deciding, actually, this isn't fit for purpose. It doesn't fit me anymore. and you don't put anything back until you finish discarding first.
So you actually have that touching it and feeling it and maybe even putting it on and stuff is important in it all, yeah?
It is, because lots of people have forgotten what they have even in their wardrobe. They have suit bags there and they're like, I don't know what's in that. I didn't know I had that coat. I'd forgotten about those boots. So
to arrive everything in case it might fit me again and all this kind of stuff. Like, it's ridiculous.
That's right.
Yeah, and number two then is books. Are books important to, psychologically, yeah?
Well, it's different for everybody, Brendan, you know. Some people have lots of books, some people have lovely libraries in their homes, and some people have very few books. But for me, myself, when I was working through my books, I kept books, again, for different reasons. I thought I was going to read them again, I was going to pass them on to cousins. But it's very important not to mix your love of reading with your love of books. And it's very important, too, to have space on your bookshelf for new books. And if it's constantly cluttered with old books, then you can't have space for new books. And Marie Kondo also teaches us to have respect for everything we have. So in a lot of homes that I visit with clients, the books could be in boxes in the attic, they might be in the shed, under the bed, but then you're not having respect for those items and somebody else could be making use of them. So it's about having respect for everything that you have in your home also.
I see what you mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. And liberate those books for
Absolutely.
Someone else. Yeah.
Let them go.
Now, number three is papers, and you say this is an enormous one.
Yes. Sorry, just having a little drink of water there. Paper is an enormous category. It's probably my least favourite category to do, but yet it is the most rewarding because the paper category includes everything from greetings cards, newspapers, tickets, all your bank statements, everything that you possibly have is included in
papers. That's a life there, right there, isn't it, Vera?
It absolutely
that's what some
is.
People would say. Like, that is life and memories.
Some of it is, and it can take a long, long time to do. But when I was doing my own, for instance, I had a three-tier filing cabinet and I came across payslips from 1988, all nicely stored away. And when I looked at them, I'm like, why am I keeping these? Do you know? So it's just, again, asking yourself. And I was able to reduce that down to one drawer. I was able to go online with stuff. And then I just teach my clients as well about the Ohio method. Once they have their papers sorted, they only handle it once, every other paper that comes in their door then. There's a place to put it. It's either going to be filed, it's going to be put in the bin, it's going to be recycled, or it's put in a pending folder. That means something that's going to be dealt with sooner, a bill to pay or whatever. So the paper is a huge category.
Okay.
Absolutely huge.
And then kimono is next.
Kimono is next. And kimono then is, it's every other item in the house. So it could be art and hobby. It could be kitchen kimono, utility, every other category. It could be electrics, DVDs. So you work through the entire process using the categories. And the reason the categories are so amazing is because, for instance, if you were to work through your DVDs and you took them all out, sometimes you actually get a shock and it's known as the power of the pile. You're like, oh my God, I didn't realise I had that many DVDs.
Yeah.
And then you decide what it is you want to do going forward. Are you even using DVDs anymore? So you make a decision then on what it is that you want to do with them and move forward with that.
But you see, OK, so I come clean here now. I have stacks and stacks of CDs put away upstairs, right?
Yeah.
And I feel that at some stage, and an old stereo system like that cost me a lot of money at the time, like with good separates and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel someday, when I retire or whatever, I'll have time to sit down again and be digging out CDs. But in the meantime, like, I listen to everything on Spotify.
Yes. Get you, Brendan. That's an excellent point. And a lot of people, and for you, obviously, you're in the business, OK? So you love your music. But why are you waiting for someday when you have the time? Because when you do this deep dive of a declutter and organise your home, you will actually have the time to use your music system and play your DVDs, because you will allow yourself to make that time for you, because it's important.
And I guess if I don't get rid of them, even though that would be it'd be a lot of my youth and a lot of my life gone there, but there you go.
I wouldn't say get rid of them either, because you see, it's all about what brings you joy, and they obviously bring joy to you. So nobody else can decide that you need to give them away, only yourself. And if they bring you joy, then you display them, you use them, you just give them life and energy. Set up a place and use them, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then the final one, and I can imagine that this takes up a few months, is the sentimental stuff. Photos, which we all have stacks of still, despite digital and that.
Well, for some people, they think everything is sentimental, like tickets to the opera or whatever it is. Some people have piles and piles of sentimental stuff. But what I would say to them is if everything is important, well, then nothing is important. Because, you know, there's just too much stuff. Humans can only truly cherish a limited number of things. So, say people that want to keep things for a, you know, from a baby or whatever, they might keep a blanket. But some people actually have such difficulty. I was working with a lady and she'd like 12 boxes of baby clothes, but the children are now 10 and 12. So to keep one or two items, keep the first shoes, keep the baby blanket that they came home from hospital in, one or two items. You don't need to keep everything else. So what that lady was actually doing is hanging on to the memory of the child. And she didn't need all of that stuff, but she felt by letting it go, she was letting all those memories go as well, you know?
Yeah.
So you would just have to decipher between the two.
You see, I'm listening to you now, Vera, and I can see why you could be good at this, because you're a very comforting, reassuring kind of presence. And you mentioned there, you were a nurse and a midwife, and it's a big gear change, isn't it, at kind of in the middle of life to go off and decide to do a mad thing like this, isn't it?
It is. It kind of took a life of its own. I am a nurse and midwife, and I was working as a nurse and midwife all throughout my training to become a Conmary consultant as well. It just struck a chord with me.
Is this as fulfilling as nursing and midwifery for you? It obviously is, isn't
it? More so, Brendan, really? To be honest with you. More so. I've always been in the field of helping people. I've done it for my whole life. But just there before Christmas, I worked with some lovely, lovely clients. And on the lead up to Christmas, just coming into Christmas week, I received the most amazing texts from people to say that they were just feeling present with their family. One lady said, I can actually sit down on Christmas Eve for the first time ever in 12 years with my children because my home is organised. And to me, I mean, I was actually near to tears. I thought, this is amazing. This is incredible that I can actually help people to feel like this in their own home.
Yeah, because you know? there's a text they're asking there. Tell your guests we worry about the clutter outside, but the worst clutter we have is in our heads. How do we declutter our heads? But clearly, this external process of decluttering will declutter our heads as well, you would say.
Well, I'd say removing the physical declutter, removing the physical clutter is a gateway to dealing with the mental clutter. Because when you're stuck behind all that busyness, you can't actually deal with what's going on in your head. But when you quieten down your environment, you have no choice but to check in on yourself and see how you're doing. And that's what happened for me. And that's why the career change happened. Because I just decided this is no longer sparking joy for me. This is no longer what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And my business had just taken off when I came back from America. Everybody wanted to know more about the KonMari method, more about getting organised. They could see the benefits that it was having for other people. So I actually just became inundated with requests to help people. And I decided, look, I'm going to take the plunge and do it. So I was lucky because I was at a stage where my kids were up and running. They were all in their teens and 20s at the time. So I did repivot and I've never looked back and I'm actually really enjoying it.
OK, and look, before you go, if somebody is hiring you, how does it work? How much does it cost? That kind of thing?
Yeah, well, my business is called Enjoy Your Home because that is my wish for each and every one of us, that we could just sit down and relax and enjoy your own home. I would say to anyone that's thinking of embarking on this journey to just reach out, call me. I offer a 30-minute free phone consult. And in that time, whether you want to hire me or not, even if you just got a bit of momentum going. And I'd say the price of the service for that, some people know the price of everything and the value of nothing.
Okay.
This is an investment in yourself and it's an investment in your future self. So for me, going forward to the next stage of my life, which hopefully will be retirement and beyond, I'm ready, I'm free and I feel lighter. And we've actually moved house and all in the meantime, which really wasn't part of the plan either. But it's amazing the shifts that happen when you start to move stuff out of your life.
OK, Vera, I'll tell you what, you're in trouble now because they're all going to start ringing up for the free consultation.
But that's
no bother. They'll be ringing up telling you their problems. Like, I can tell. You're just that kind of person. All right, listen, Vera Keohane, it was lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Brendan.
And people can follow you on Instagram and online on enjoyyourhome.ie. Is that right?
That's right.
OK, thanks, Vera.
Thanks. Now,